Hello, Linda.
Hi, Dr. Sherman.
How are you?
Pretty good. I have three questions.
Okay.
My dad weighs about 200 pounds and is 6 feet tall, and his vitamin D 25 hydroxy came back a little low at 26. So I was wondering what dose you thought he could take. He has a capsule that has 5,000 of D in it, but he doesn't always take it every day. So he realizes that he needs to be better about taking it. But if you want to try to get your vitamin D up there and either get it tested in a couple months or 6 months at the latest, what would you try to do as far as dosage?
Great question. So when his blood level was seen at 26, was he taking any vitamin D at that point?
Well, he has like this capsule that has A, D, E, and K in it. And I guess probably was taking it maybe about 2 or 3 days a week at the most.
So that probably only had maybe 400 units of vitamin D, perhaps?
I thought it had more than that. I don't know. It's by Designs for Health. I'm sorry. I don't really know.
Oh, that's a good product. It brings up a point. You know, if he's taking 5,000 units, even 2-3 times a week, you would expect a higher level of on the blood tests. We look at that often with correlating to malabsorption, you know, because A and D, of course, oil-soluble vitamins, and those could be some of the hardest vitamins to absorb. And if he's a person that doesn't like to take supplements every day, he could do a 50,000 once a week, and that would more than cover, for malabsorption and his vitamin D levels. So that's an option, too.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sure he definitely has probably some malabsorption issues. So,
He may want to start on some hydrochloric acid or get his, HCL tested to see if that could help, or he might be low in pancreatic enzymes also.
Right. Well, he has digestive issues, and he takes something I think that has all of that in it. So I'll look at that more closely.
Okay.
Okay, on to the second problem. Okay, he had a cold for like 2 or 3 days, and then that went away, and then he didn't feel really well, and so now for the past like a day and a half or so, he's had diarrhea. So I guess he's caught some kind of bacterial or viral thing. So you were talking to the previous caller about bentonite clay. Well, I have some that's in this liquid bottle form of bentonite clay.
Uh-huh.
So I don't remember exactly the dosage, but I've taken it occasionally just because it's supposed to help, like, with detoxification. Mm-hmm. And I've taken much smaller than the actual dosage on the bottle recommends. But you could try something like that. I mean, if you... what causes diarrhea? Is it typically bacterial or viral, or could it be a combination?
Could be a combination, and you know, one thing with diarrhea is it serves a purpose. You know, it pulls water into the gut to help rinse things out. So you don't necessarily want to stop that right away, but if it's happening over a week or so, then I get more concerned for dehydration and other problems. And I think you're on the right track. I typically will use some probiotic or a combination of a probiotic with bentonite clay. And, if he's getting cramping with the diarrhea, that typically means that his body's trying to reject something out. It could be more likely bacterial, abnormal bacteria in there versus some
virus. Yesterday he had some cramping, and he used some over-the-counter stuff, and I think it was called Emeritrol. Anyway, eventually he got his cramping stopped. But he hasn't really eaten much, and he said he really didn't know what to eat. Well, I kind of thought he was, like, faking it, to be honest, and just kind of wanting sympathy. I didn't really realize that he was actually sick, you know.
Yeah.
But now that I realize, okay, yes, he actually is sick. So eating, like, bananas, yogurt, a probiotic, bentonite clay, those would be your suggestions.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Oftentimes in diarrhea, you can lose potassium very quickly. So, yeah, potatoes, bananas, those are useful. You know, in a situation like that, sometimes his appetite may be pretty low. So, you know, you have to respect that. And you might just do watery foods for a while, you know, soups and things that could provide more fluid so he doesn't get dehydrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But well,
If it continues, I would say probably a stool test would be a good way of seeing what's going on there. But I usually wait a week. If it continues longer than that, then it could mean something a little more serious. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, then on my 23andMe results, I put them through the pure encapsulation analysis, and they recommended SAMe. So I've been taking that, and on the label it says to take it between meals. Well, I was afraid I couldn't remember to do that with all the other things that I do, and so I was taking it with food. Does it really make that much of a difference? I've never taken SAMe before. If you take it between meals or with food?
Well, it does have some amino acid in there that we recommend taking it away from protein at least. So, you know, if you're having an apple or banana or, you know, some non-protein food, then you could take it at that point. But it's better to take away from protein in particular because it kind of gets lost in the mix, if that makes
okay.
sense. So if you're taking it more for maximum absorption, it's better away from protein.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you say away from protein, you think that's by like 45 minutes or an hour or 2 hours?
I would wait an hour after a meal up to maybe 20 minutes before the next meal. Any time
okay.
in there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for my answers.
Good. All right. Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
Appreciate the call.